Welcome to the Travel Writer Show on J-Air 87.8 FM, brought to you by the Professional Association of Lifestyle and Travel Writers. Thanks for joining us here for the next 2 hours. I'm Graeme Kemlow and my co-hosts today are Sue Ahern and Adelaide Ng.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ladies. Travel Writers Radio is your weekly source of food, wine and travel inspiration. You know, we're on the wireless, we're on the internet and we're also on your smartphone. You can listen in your car or via the J-Air app. We're available 24/7 on SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/Travel Writers Radio. Well, today's a special day for us. We celebrate our third birthday. Just get your fingers out of the cake there, Adelaide. Travel Writers Radio began here on J-Air on March 12, 2014 as a one-hour show, co-hosted by myself and the late Peter Watson, who sadly passed away after a short illness last September. So today's our 136th episode. We have over 700 interviews featured up on our SoundCloud site, where I'm thrilled to say we now have more than 25,500 plays. So apart from our live audience here in Melbourne on 87.8 FM, we're also on the internet, and listeners, and our listeners from SoundCloud come from all over the world. I've actually got a little list here I just quickly grabbed.
You've been drawing diagrams.
No. I just pasted this off the stats. Our top listener locations are Australia, closely followed by United States. That's the huge bulk of our listeners. Then we go UK, India, Canada, Netherlands, New Zealand, France, Uzbekistan. Always
oh, wow.
In our top 10. Thank you to that man up there, or whoever it is. And the Republic of Korea. Then the next lot, Germany, Brazil, Indonesia, Mexico, Israel, Ireland, Spain, Thailand, Portugal, and Switzerland. So wherever you're listening, we want to thank you very much for your support of Travel Writers Radio.
Now, we would love to hear from you, particularly if you're that loyal listener in Uzbekistan. Send us an email at info@travelwritersradio.com. Maybe you have a story to share, a destination you'd like to find out about, or a question about food, wine, or travel matters. Just email our address again, info@travelwritersradio.com. You can also like us on Facebook and on SoundCloud. We're also on Twitter at Travel Writers Radio. That's all one word. Now, in this first hour, we cover food, wine, and the flavors of travel. One of our team, Kevin Maloney, is currently featuring on Travel Guides. That's a TV reality show on the Nine Network, about a group of quite different travellers experiencing the same destinations and their reactions, good and bad. Tonight, Kevin talks about the range of interesting food and drink experiences that he and his wife, Jonetta, experienced while making the programme. And it is said of me that I am a self-confessed kombucha-holic, which is a totally made-up term, but I do love to make and drink my own health tonic, even sharing photos of the flourishing organism in a glass jar at home. I might bring it out for Halloween.
She had it on her phone last week.
I did.
Some things can't be unseen.
Like I said, I'll bring it out again in Halloween. It's not that bad.
So anyway, who are you talking? Is that tonight?
It is, and I'll be speaking with nutritionist Nicole Di Pietro about kombucha and its increasing popularity. So more of us are getting into it. So eventually you will too, Graeme.
Okay. Veronica Matheson raises the issue of food politics tonight in an interview with Yael Winikoff of the Australian Jewish Democratic Society, which is bringing Palestinian chef Leila El Haddad to Australia for the Melbourne Food and Wine Festival.
And we discover what's hot in the Melbourne food and restaurant scene in another regular chat with Danielle Wilton of culinary travel publisher Smut Eats. That's all coming up in this first hour.